हस्तं चयन्नसौ तस्य ऋते क्षणं नीता उत्तमश्लोक वार्तया. वेरी नाइस फॉर्मूला इज गिवन हियर दैट विदाउट एक्सेप्शन द लाइफ डिक्रीजेस ऑफ एवरीबडी ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज एंड हाउ डज इट डिक्रीज बाय rising and the setting of the sun. Day is less. But he says that if you don't want to decrease your life, then this is the formula. In the second line, he gives the Bhagavad formula. It's only this scripture which gives you this knowledge. Otherwise, we don't have any clue how to behave in this world. How to be at ease and don't have any disease. Don't really. And even then, maybe sometimes we may be victimized by diseases. But if the disease is there, we have to come back to ease. So by any other means, we cannot come back to ease unless we try to follow Bhagavatam instructions. That is Krishna. Krishna says that there is no need of anything else. Suppose we are diseased. Maybe chronic disease we have. Cancer or something. Or AIDS or whatever. So many diseases. So what is the end result? What? Yes. Sounds weird. You know. Death. At the most. Yeah? More than the death, something will happen. Something will be more there, than, more than death.
Nothing more than death, but...
But what?
Could be severe trauma or pain during, before, but death is the ultimate, yes.
Then you are giving pravachan on death. He was in trauma, that's why he's... I don't know how did he come back, and how did he go... Which Kunti's prayers you had? Yeah, he is the protector of Kunti's prayers. And see how nice change. There is no sickness now. Is there any left?
It comes and goes, Maharaj, but most of the time it varies, but most of the time it's generally okay, yeah?
Okay, that's it. So majority of the time you're okay.
It's tolerable, you know, as long as Krishna is there, it's tolerable.
Tolerable, that's the way. So with Krishna everything is tolerable. And even death is tolerable. That's the So the end result of the sickness or disease is that we may die. So one day it's bound to. So why to resist? If it is to go, it is to go. But here he says that all the living entities without exception, they lose their life every day. One day is less, and we have this experience. So many people we have seen going, till we are alive, we are always sending somebody. So please, but the second line gives you the formula if you don't want to decrease your life. Tasirute, there is one exception. Rute means exception. Tasirute. And what is that exception? Kshanam means every moment. Nita means utilized. If the living entity is serious about keeping him intact, then he should always utilize all his seconds available to him, to this body, in Uttam Shloka Vartaya, in the topics of Krishna, pastimes of Krishna. Remembrance of Krishna all the time, through the different scriptures and through these paraphernalia, and all this is for remembering Krishna. Otherwise, more than that, it doesn't have any value. We have artis, we have prasadam, we have celebrations, we have Arinam. So many things Prabhupada has kindly given us. And this is just to utilize our moments in the remembrance of Krishna. And if we are really particular about it, then we have so much time really in our lifetime, so much time we waste. So instead of wasting, we come to this side and the life doesn't decrease, is it? And it's a fact, you know. It's a fact. Those who don't understand this, their life is really decreasing day by day. And at the end, don't know, maybe the death will not be very, very tolerable, you know. They have to suffer so much for just getting out their soul out of the body. But those who are unflinchingly attached, for them the change is gradual. You know, as we were children, we became youth. So nobody shouted or screamed or cried, you know, that why Krishnadas he become 17 years. No. Yeah? Do you scream and shout? Somebody else? No, because the change is gradual. It's not that today you are a child and tomorrow you are youth. It's not. It's a gradual change. And the same way, gradual change means from youth also you go to the middle ages. That is a gradual. We don't even know that we are in the middle ages. From middle ages you go to the old age. That is also very gradual. And from old age, change of body is bound to be there. So it should be gradual. And those who understand this, they are known as Dhira. You know? Dhira, sober. And the characteristic of Dhira is that they are never disturbed by the waves and the whirlpools of the material modes. That is Dhira. These waves are continuous material modes. Sometimes, very seldom we are in a mode of goodness. It's only if you get up early in the morning and you force yourself to come out of the ignorance, sleep. So that's why what we do, that immediately we get up, we chant Krishna's name, Saramavandra. So that we come out from the ignorance. And as soon as you come out of the ignorance, then you are immediately in the mode of goodness. You skip in the mode of passion. Otherwise there are waves, you know. This goodness is a wave. Passion is a wave. Ignorance is big wave, you know. So high waves, you know. They destroy. And then it's not only the waves, but there are whirlpools of modes also. You know, the river current flows very smoothly. The river goes on flowing. So there are rivers, waves on the water when river flows. But if something is obstructing that river, some stone may be inside the current, then the water goes round and round and round and there's a whirlpool. And this is some mode you catch. Maybe passion, you are working very hard or doing this or that. Then you revolve around it. And there is no way that you can get out of it. It's only mam eva prapadyante maya meta antarantire. Otherwise, what is it? Mam chayo avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samata ityan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. In Bhagavad Gita, it's very clear. Sa gunan samata ityan. Those people who have unflinching faith in me and carry on my devotional activities. Yesterday we discussed the activities. These activities bring you in the mode of goodness. And then we create such a section of the population that in which everybody can mix without any fear. In the outside crowd, there is always fear. Because they are not guided by the Supreme. There is no idea of the Supreme One. And that's why outside crowds is always fearful. What will happen, we don't know. So the ladies are not safe. Nobody can mix together. Here, this is the crowd. Prabhupada wanted to create such a crowd that all the living entities will be safe. That's the thing. And so like family type, you know. This is how the family is developed. In the family, there is nothing else but the safeguard. Family is the greatest unit of safeguarding. As soon as that unit is dismantled, it's all the living entities are scattered without any safeguard. We must have a safe situation. And this is the crowd which create the situation. Because they have their own attention to the Supreme. The best use of Supreme in the material life. And herein, then everybody can crowd. And in addition to safe thing, again we have some prasadam. So that is greatest attraction. I will not sit here unless there is prasadam. So this is my case, so how much more it should be your case? What is your idea? Yeah, mamra doesn't work. We have full plate. And three times a day, four times a day, our Krishna is any time eternally hungry. So he says that unless there is prasad, I'm not interested. This year, please, please, please. Prabhupada has given us the safe corner. And that's why these corners should increase if you want to do something good to the population at large. These corners must increase. Here we are sitting, we are completely attracted to the Supreme. There is nothing else here. And that's the best outlet. You know? Otherwise, in the material world you go, and it's all muddle of the modes of material nature. And most of it is mode of ignorance. And because of the mode of ignorance, the sense gratificatory activities increase. So wherever you go, the advertisements are like that. It's all really sense bazaar. Please, please. We have to save from these things. And then only we can, maybe we'll get out somewhere. I don't know how and when. But this is the thing to be understood. And we have to prepare for this. In order to prepare for this atmosphere, we have to learn Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita or whatever. This is our goal. Because somehow or the other, we have the material existence. So that must be purified first. And then if the material existence is purified, then you can maybe dream sometime that you will go somewhere. Or you will run after the Supreme Absolute Truth. But the first thing is the purification of the existence. Sattva Samshuddhi. Abhayam. Sattva Samshuddhi. Jnana Yoga Vyasthiti. How nice Bhagavad Gita gives the formula. Abhayam. If you want to create some fearlessness, Abhayam. Sattva Samshuddhi. Sattva Samshuddhi. Existence. Has to be purified. Sattva. Samshuddhi means extra purification of our own existence. This is first needed. It's not that you come, you do anything and everything, and sit, transcend, meditation. You can't do it. And you may go and sit there and make a nice show, but it doesn't have any solid progress on this spiritual path. This is only Prabhupada gave. That sattva samshuddhi is needed. Otherwise your all spiritual activities become null and void. Where your sattva is not purified. This is the main thing. And in order to purify, we have then set of rules and regulations and so many instructions of Bhagavatam and etc. So we please assimilate those instructions. But remember the goal in mind. That we have to purify our existence. And this is very difficult. It's very easy for me to speak. But as soon as it comes to the practical level, I may also disobey. You know? So we know where we are disobeying. So please correct you. Yato yato. You know? Nishchalati chanchalam asthiram. For the mind there is a shloka in Bhagavad Gita. That whenever and wherever you commit mistake, tato tato, niyamya, therein you must regulate your life. And atmani evam vasham nayet, and you must bring yourself under the control of the super soul. Atmani evam vasham control nayet, you force yourself to be doing this. And many times we sleep again, and we know that we are sleeping. So as soon as you know that you are sleeping, then bring back niyamya. And that is regulate. Regulate at least at 4:30 we are standing. And this is regulation. For the whole day we have some consciousness with us. We are doing our duty regularly well. And that is also devotional service. So we are working very honestly. Honest bread is coming. And we are consuming it. Our dependents are consuming. and the whole atmosphere is just sattva samshuddhi. And in order to purify existence, then we hear the learned people, we hear the more elevated persons than us. We go to the scriptures, which are highly elevated being, non-different from Krishna. And this is how, there are so many things to be assimilated just to purify our existence. And this, our tendency in the material world is to discriminate. Where there is intimacy, there is one side of the coin, intimacy. And second side of the same coin is discrimination. As soon as there is intimacy, there is discrimination. So how to solve this? And Shastra said that discrimination is wrong. A very nice verses from Bhagavatam 4. That's it. 46 and 47.
Yeah,
46 and 37. Yeah, what is it? 4, 6? Take out, what are you looking at? 4. Oh, that. It's all right. We'll take out from 4, 6, 47, 46. These are the two verses. Huh?
Persons who always see everything with differentiation. Who are simply attached to primitive activities, who are mean-minded, who are always praying to see the flourishing condition of others, and who thus give distress to them by uttering harsh and piercing words, have already been killed by providence.
Yeah.
Thus there is no need for them to be killed again by an exalted personality like you.
Nothing. Yeah. What is the number? It's
4647.
46. Where? Read. We did it. Come on, read it. What is the lyric?
Karma drisho durashayah paro dayenar pitahr drujonisham paranduruktai vitudantyaruntuda sarma vadi daiva vadan vavat
vidan. Let me see. It's 47, you take?
Yes.
Putagvidaha. Karmadrusho durashayaha. Come on, there are three words in the first line. Repeat. Prithagvidaha. Karmadrusho. Durashayaha. Prithagvidaha. Karmadrusho. Durashayaha. Prithag. Differently. Drushaha.
Those who are
thinking. We always, the divinity comes before us. And we think differently. We completely forget the Bhagavad Gita instruction that Mamayeva Amshaha Jiva Bhutaha Sanatana. It's clear in Bhagavad Gita that every living entity is my own fragmental part and parcel. The Krishna says. So every living entity must have the spiritual spark. But as soon as the living entity comes in front of us, we have our own dispositions. Based on silly thinking. And then we think that this is this one. I know. Shashi. Completely gone. Do you know your name was Shashi? Somebody was telling you that he knows by Shashi name. Who was he? You have two colors, you know? Somebody knows only by that name. They don't know that you have another set of clothes also. this is how, somehow or the other, we have our own presuppositions. And presuppositions depend upon our previous experience. So suppose some living entity has cheated us. So we think that he's rascal. She is like that. This is a presupposition. And then again that living entity comes in front of us. We behave unknowingly. We guided by the presuppositions. This must be avoided. Some living, that is why in these countries, these, they call it the prison system, is a reformative system. They reform. We should also, this is Vedic. Reformative is Vedic. Sometime he might have committed murder. But now, he may not, you know. We were in Singapore and then there was one middle-aged lady and I asked her what work she is doing. And she said, I'm working in prison. So I was surprised, you know, to hear that. And that too he says, I'm working in male prison. Where male human beings are there. It's very risky. How can you work, mother? There? He said, I'm working in the wing where the murderers are. So those who are sentenced already to death, that on Saturday is going to be hanged. So in that wing she is working. I told, there is a horrible wing. Because more than death, there is no other punishment, isn't it? So they can behave anyway. But she said, no. Those who know that they have to go on Saturday, they become very good. This is the Bhagavatam philosophy. That if you remember your death, you will be always good. If you forget death, means you can be nasty. But then I think that I'm here forever, Krishna. Auckland, my father's building, prasadam, every time, permanent deal is going on. That is Krishna. He thinks that, all right, I'm quite all right. You go to hell. As soon as you miss death, as soon as you forget death, means all inhibitions are there, discrimination is there, lies are there, and this is there, and that is there. Only the remembrance of death will put us on a correct path. Otherwise, prithag vidha. Always you think something else, you know. That is, please, it's a chant. Prithag vidha.
Prithag vidha.
Karma drishaha.
Yes,
chant. Karma drisha. Yes, give the meaning. Yes. The karma drisha.
Karma drisha. Karma is fruit of activities. Drishaha is observer.
Then durashaya.
Durashaya, mean-minded.
Mean-minded. This durashaya is very nice word, you know. There is one durashaya in...
Durashaya
eva nate viduhu sardhagati mi vishnu. There is also durashaya. And those who are mean-minded, they will try to find out their own happiness, their own sense gratification. That is durashaya. And as soon as you become mean-minded, then the scarcity starts. That we don't know. And mean-mindedness will spoil your health. Anything against Bhagavatam will spoil your health. And we may pretend that I am very happy. There will always be pretend, you know. But the face shows another thing. You know, we many times is our devotees. They are very happy in Prabhupada's place. Nice prasadam, you know. Nice mangalarti, dance. You know, everything is alright. But then as soon as they get married, they have to work somewhere and find out some place to stay and everything. And then if you see them, hey Prabhu, how are you? Oh, since I've married, it's so nice and so happy, you know. And the face tells the other story. The face reveals the truth. Please. It's not that the marriage is bad, but the consciousness is completely gone. That is it. As soon as you deteriorate in your consciousness, the health is affected. This is a serious effect of deterioration of consciousness. And that's why, what is it? Nashta Prayeshu. Susan, you remember that word? Nashta Prayeshu, God. You are near prasadam. So you just think that. Nashta Prayeshu, Abhadreshu, Nityam Bhagavata. This is Abhadra. This is all Abhadra. Because we are going against the instructions. That is not inauspicious. It is inauspicious. Auspicious things will elevate you. Madhuram madhure bhyapi, mangale bhyapi mangalam. Pavanam pavane bhyapi, hare namai vakyavanam. The name of Lord Sri Hari. Surely all that be. You know. Why? Because Madhuram Madhure Bhyapi is the sweetest of the all sweets. Madhuram Madhure Bhyapi, Mangale Bhyapi Mangalam, and is auspicious. And all the activities which are auspicious is the supreme auspicious. Pavanam Pavane Bhyapi. It is a purifier, extra purifier. And Hare Namai Vachyana, only the name of Hari. Is this instruction very difficult to follow? And as soon as you follow this instruction, then there is no discrimination, there is no mean-mindedness, nothing. We advise others to don't be mean-minded. But if it comes to us, we are fully mean-minded. So that's why Bhagavata insists that when you want to find out any inabilities or you criticize, then you please criticize yourself. There is safe criticism. Nobody will blame you. But as soon as you criticize Krishna Das, Padma Swami Vasambha will jump on you. My kid is here. Why are you criticizing him? And Krishna is very careful. He cleans the drain and asks his brother to take a picture. And now Padma Swami, he was so very happy. He said, "Hey, Krishna, you did very nice job. You are cleaning the drain." And hardly 5 minutes he cleaned and sent and stopped. It's not Krishna Das, but we are all in the same boat. Somewhere there, I was at my back door. So I saw Krishna Das cleaning the drain. So I was very happy. I thought this boy is really doing a very nice job. Our drain was full and the water was going hither and thither. But our duty is, water is going here, all right, let him go. Let him go. In India, there's so much land is there, sunshine is very powerful. So sunshine will dry the water. You know? But our Krishna Das took the spade and he was just cleaning the whole thing. But then I saw his picture in the computer. Then I could visualize the whole thing. This is how we try to do something. We try ourselves, but the motives are different. Motives is not service. This very very subtle point. Even I behave that way to show I'm an infringing devotee, you know, and I'm not at all. This is the thing. So please. Instead of just making a show of this thing, it's better the grain of sincerity is much more powerful than loads of, what is it? Tons of. Grain of sincere devotional service is much more powerful. Tons of faithlessness. This is faithless. We should be very careful about these things. And as soon as you have this transcendental intelligence, this is transcendental intelligence. And as soon as you are injected with this transcendental intelligence, you are completely safe in any atmosphere. We are ready to put up all hard labor. Again, Krishna is picking up the cement bag and his photograph is there. And Krishna has picked up so many bags. But something is there. Then again, Janardhan to pick up the bags, his photo is also there. Our Gaurasundar pick up the bags, his photo is also there. So it was all a series of photographs. Everything is there in computer. And people say, "Oh, how hard they work." it's nothing bad here. But we are allured by these things. This allurement has got to be stopped. And with the maturity in devotional service, these things will go away. We are not mature enough in devotional service. Really, I don't know what we do, but maturity is completely absent. So as the years go by, we have heard so much. We have written so much. We are doing nice service as Gopas. We are printing daily granthas, or we are trying to chant our rounds. We are trying everything. But the maturity has got to be there. And maturity will force you to go through these verses very intelligently. And you don't go through just hurriedly, but you stop and you think about it and find out some practical way to express this. it should be transformed into practical life. Otherwise it becomes a speculation. Realization, this is real, realization. Real word is there. Reality means to put into practice. And that is realization. Otherwise what is the use? And whatever little you are putting into practice, to that extent your figure is changing. Your behavior is changing. Why the hair is completely absent here? It's not just joke. But it's the more sincerity to Krishna and less sincerity to this. If you can, your circumstances permitting, don't remove your hair if you are not at ease at your work. So work comes first. But the circumstances permitting, we must have less hair or whatever, or maybe shaven off. Here there are so many weird fashions, you know. So ours is one fashion again. So they say, oh, please, 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 don't mistake these things. Bhagavatam is very practical. Do whatever is possible to be done. But have the identity of Vaishnava. We must be identified by others as a very good crowd. This identity must be there. I told you yesterday, the Gopal's Garden, they have started school, you know, in Bombay, these Chopati people. And they are really doing very good seva. This whole crowd is created now. With seven heads and shikhas and Bhagavatam and everything. People are amazed to see, you know. And bright boys, you know. Really, it is garden, not school. And these schools are, in Prabhupada's language, slaughter houses, you know. There is, and in India more so. Here in these countries, nobody worries about uniform. And we have taken uniform from England. And in England, they are very loose in uniform. They don't insist that every day you have to put on. In India, every day, every second of your existence, you must be in uniform. And so much, they punish and they kick and they do whatever they like. So please, these extremes should be avoided and make them easy to learn. And ourselves also, we should be merciful. But the merciful attitude, in my experience, is that we should be merciful to every living entity, but never be merciful to yourself. If you are merciful to yourself, you will sleep. You will never get up. This is our Purananda. I am merciful. Nothing wrong. He knows the scriptures. We know the scriptures. Our Krishna does also. Is it? No, no, he gets up. He said, no. You? Sometimes. So, they were not well in India. India always has its toll, you know, in secret. Toll tax. You have to pay toll tax. You come down the bridge and you pay money. You go to India and you pay toll tax. So he was not well. Even then he came and sat in Mangalarti. They had to send him back, you know. The face image tells. This is how the sincerity should be there for this purpose. And how we can do it? By digesting these things. Yeah, this verse particularly. Yes, read now. Prithak vidha karma drisho durashaya. Read further. Parodena. Yes, continue. Again, separate the words. Yes, separate copy. Parodayana. No. Arpita. Parodayana. Arpita. Rujo Nisham. Give the equivalence of all the separate words.
Para Udayana. By others flourishing condition. Arpita.
Arpita.
Given up.
Given up.
Krit.
Krit.
Heart.
Heart.
Rujaha.
Rujaha.
Anger.
Anger.
He is complete.
Anisham.
Paran.
Paran.
Anisham.
No, no. Rujo Anisham.
Anisham.
Always.
Always. Repeat again. Parodayanar Pitarud Rujo Nisham. Paravudayana, by flourishing condition of others. Para means others. And Udaya, rising. You know? Sun, Suryodaya. We call it Suryodaya. Sun rises. So the same way, the people also rise. They flourish. But what is our Arpita, Rudrujo, Anisham? Always we are envious of them. Or we are angry at them. And unknowingly, the envious nature starts discriminating them. This is the point. Yes, please read. Prithagvidaha
Karmadrusho
Durashayaha Parodayena Arpit Rud Rujo Nisham. Anisham means always. Then third line is. Come on. Paran duruktair vidudantya rutudas
paran
others duruktaihi
harsh words vidudanti
gives pain
aruntudaha by piercing words.
Then we use the piercing words to make him uncomfortable. But we don't know one thing, that as soon as we use piercing words, we lose our health. That we don't know at all. By shouting or screaming at him or her, they are not affected at all. They may be hurt, but not affected that much. But you lose. This is the secret of instructions of Bhagavatam. If you don't follow, you lose. If you follow or keep quiet at least, then you may keep yourself intact. But unless you come to the pages of Bhagavatam and run after the Supreme Absolute Truth, your health can never be all right. Because you are not at ease. You know, very nice it is. You are not at ease. And if you are not at ease, means you are deceased. There may not be any disease. But as we see, that all the diseases start from mind. Mind first goes wrong. And those whose mind don't go wrong, seldom they are diseased. Apart from these instructions, we have our bodily suffering, you know, according to our previous activities. So there may be unknown suffering also. But so far as possible, this lifestyle gives you very satisfied life. Why to ignore this? This is the thing. It's very difficult to understand why general populace should not be directed to this end. We are understanding it. So now here comes the preaching. And then preaching, we may think that, oh, there is nobody, whom do I preach? They go from house to house. As soon as you have time, go from house to house. Somebody may welcome, somebody may not welcome. It doesn't matter, but you should continuously do these things. And again, your fruity activity permitting and your time permitting. These things have to go on. Or at least Saturday, Sunday, you should reserve 2-3 hours just to go in group to the different houses or whatever. This is how the preaching starts. And by going to the houses, you have so many experiences then. And because you're in a group and you are dressed in a nice clothes, so people will see that this crowd is bright, they are not harmful, so let them come in. Maybe if you visit 10-20 houses, one house may welcome you, doesn't matter. But we are satisfied, we are trying, and whatever possible we are doing. And eventually people will know you then. And as soon as people will know you, they will definitely be satisfied that this is a soft corner, you know. Here we can go, we can relax, we can have something more than what we get outside. And this is how the crowd increases. And if it doesn't increase, we don't worry. Sincerity is quite all right. Even few people are all right. But sincerity must be there. This is the duruktair. Please avoid this durukti. Du means bad. Ukti means speaking. Harsh words must be avoided. If some very seeming things are there, then we may be angry. But that for a moment, you know, we are not always in an angry mood. That's the thing. You know, once I read in Lilamrita, I think, that Prabhupada was passing in New York. He wanted to go to the class, Bhagavatam class. So he had to go through the kitchen. So while going into the kitchen, he just accidentally opened the door of the fridge. And there were eggs inside. He didn't speak anything. He just went and gave the class, no mention of eggs at all. If you would have been there, would have shouted and screamed and whole crowd would have been there. And he didn't do anything. Then after the class, he went back to his room. And the servant was with him. He said, Lord, did you see what was in the egg? Yes. What was it? Eggs. So why did you not tell him? He says, Krishna's worship is going on. If I tell, worship will stop. So Krishna will work. Soon the eggs will disappear. This is how. There's so much patience was there. Otherwise, without the patience, how he could run 108 temples on his own? There was no GBC, nothing at all. He was all in all then. And he was moving. I remember he went to Sydney, you know. And Sydney deities are very small, just a bit bigger than this. Very small deities, you know. Marble deities. So he took the deities in his lap in the plane and he went there, installed the deities. And then he had to go to Honolulu. So he stood in front of the deities and he said, please, I am leaving you in these rascals' hands. Train them to serve you. And now that temple's altar is one of the best altars in the world. This Sydney temple's altar. It's so small, deities. How nice altar is it. And every year they improve it, you know. These are rascals. Prabhupada took the completely lowest stuff and transformed them to a nice Brahmins. You know. This is what he did. But he was sincere. And he had put Srimad Bhagavatam in his own life. And that's why he could have discriminated. These are rascals I will bring for some Brahmins from India and I will put there. No, he didn't struggle. He just prayed to Krishna, these are whatever stuff you know what is there. So please train them to serve you. It's nice. He said. When we started Rajkot, we were four people in Dwarka. So we all had to go to Rajkot. So Dwarka, this was left alone. You know? So now I didn't understand really how to go on. Because there was nobody coming. Because we don't pay any salary or anything. Money is completely absent. So it was very difficult to find out the boys also to stay in Dwarka. And we had to have all the boys in Rajkot starting. So what happened that there was one congregation member. He used to come. So we requested him that during nights we have to be here. He's for the whole day he's working. So he agreed it's a night I'll stay. Then there was one vegetable merchant sometimes comes to have darshan. So I told, what time you start the vegetable market, your business? He said, in the morning at 6 o'clock. What time you finish? 1 o'clock. So I told, if you can, be come in the afternoon here. Be here. So he also agreed. He said, all right, afternoon I'll take care. Then there was one old man coming for darshan again. So I told him, what are you doing, Kaka? He said, I'm not doing anything. So I told him, whole morning you have to sit here. and read Bhagavatam. So he was very happy. He was reading Bhagavatam on microphone. And people thought that he is giving sapta. So they'll crowd around and put money in front of him. So Dwarka, this daily was getting prasadam and everything from this Bhagavatam. No money was left. The keys were with us. Donation box keys were also with us. Nothing was there. And this is how somebody is there. The things went on. And then we were sending some one or two boys from Rajkot, nearly 3 days, alternate days or somewhere. And they will change their clothes and run away again. And these congregation members, they were following. And to our surprise, when we were 4 or 5 people there, nobody picked up phone. Phones were always ringing, and as if there is nobody there. And now you ring Dwarka, the first thing they will do is pick up the phone. There is nobody. They are very particular. Very particular. I mean to say, Dwarkadish, I thought that by starting Rajkot, we will maintain Dwarka. But now is my experience is, Rajkot is maintained by the Dwarka. Now, silly fellow, you want to maintain me from Rajkot, he said. And he showed that Rajkot account never goes up. And Dwarka account never goes down. And it's like a mine. We take so much money out of it, and again it's full. Since last 2 years, we are trying to bring the current account down. It never is down. This is my experience. Please, we lack faith. That's the only thing. And faith could be increased by the study of these things. How nice this verse is, beautiful. Please complete. Yes.
Tatmavadi.
Tatmavadi. Daivavadan. Bhavadvidaha.
Bhavadvidaha.
Unto them.
Unto them.
Read now. Sing the verse. Pithag vidaha karma drisho durashaya parodaye nar pitar rujo nisham andruktair vitudanti das tanavadir nam bhavadvidaya. Again, sing nice. Vidaha madasho prashaya parandruktair vidudanti dutas tan bhavadi ir bhavadvida. Now read the translation. Let them repeat.
Persons who observe everything,
with
differentiation, who are simply attached, to fruitive activities, who are mean-minded, who are always pained, to see the flourishing condition of others, and who thus give distress to them, by uttering harsh,
piercing words
have already been, killed by providence.
Thus,
there is no need for them
to be killed again
by an exalted personality like you.
Yes, the Prabhupada ki. Read the purport, please, here.
Persons who are materialistic and always engaged in fruitive activities for material profit cannot endure seeing the flourishing life of others. Except for a few persons in Krishna consciousness, the entire world is full of such envious persons who are perpetually full of anxieties because they are attached to the material body and are without self-realization. Since their hearts are always filled with anxiety, it is understood that they have already been killed by providence. Thus, Lord Shiva, as a self-realized Vaishnava, was advised not to kill Daksha. A Vaishnava is described as Paradukha Dukhi because although he is never distressed in any condition of life, he is distressed to see others in a distressed condition.
Paradukha Dukhi is very nice word. Paradukha Dukhi. But we are Parasukha Dukhi. We don't tolerate our others' foolish condition. And the only reason is, the root reason of all this is, that we think that whatever my possessions are, they are going to be permanently with me. This is the thing. Our possessions, we don't know that they are in a changing condition. They cannot be with you at all, always. Otherwise, so many rich persons, they leave so much money. And the children either spend or somebody steals or something happens. Nothing belongs to us. That idea doesn't sink in our mind. We think that, oh, nothing belongs to us. This house I am owning. This house. But Krishna is very tricky. He says, yes, this house is yours. So go on repairing for the whole lifetime. Color it nicely. Pay the bills, you know, electricity bills, rates or whatever, installments. And as soon as the house is ready, everything is paid, fully paid, you go away and he visits. You can wear this out. Please, these things are not only to tell or to just to have this meager understanding. These things should be digested. And I don't know how practically we can put into practice. That is the way to realize Bhagavatam. Practically, maybe something may be very easily put into practice. But try these things to put into, to some extent at least. And to the extent you put into practice, to that extent, you will be safe, you will be immune from all the miseries. There's immunity. The antiseptic method. You know, our this banana leaf, we eat on it in India, banana leaf, is naturally antiseptic. There is no need of to have another some medicine to be applied to it. These leaves, they're completely antiseptic. And the earthen pots, they are naturally antiseptic. Even now in Calcutta and Mathura and everywhere, they have the small earthen pots. You drink anything in it and throw it away. It will mix with the earth without any pollution. And now fastly, those earthen pots are completely vanishing, and instead the plastic cups are there. Plastic cups create so much pollution and they don't mix very easily with the earth. If you burn them, the soot comes out of it. It's pollution again. So this is how the natural life we are living. And because we don't have inclination towards natural life, the unnatural things are making, increasing our miseries. And this is where the simplicity. Here, yesterday, day before yesterday, we saw, the tissue box was there. So one tissue is enough to use. But you will always pick up four. Why four, man? You don't require. And then four, you just rub and throw all four. Go on immediately. This is extravagance. Please don't be miser, but at the same time, don't be extravagant. When one tissue you can, that's it. One is enough to pick up. But always without fail, he picked up five. Yes, why? And you are very famous for economizing. But this is unknowingly, we just waste. Here, Prabhupada was always discouraging, you know. He said, you people are extravagant. Use whatever you want to use. Don't be extravagant. This is one of the characteristics of the devotional service. I remember we didn't have the piece of paper in our childhood. So these newspapers, you know. So whichever newspaper was not printed, some part was there which was not printed. So we'll take out that and cut into pieces and use for that. And now, So yesterday you told that they wanted to have the paperless office. So that's why they introduced computers. And to his surprise, the whole office is full of papers. More papers than what we require. And again, you are all computer giants. You know, to back up you have to print and keep there. These computers, we had CDs. We have everything in computer. And then again we want to have the prints. So if we lose everything, prints are there. If there is no computer, then we cannot use the CDs. So we have to have the prints again. So why not to have prints only and forget about this nonsense? But no. Everything is in my computer. Again, I am afraid that it may be erased. So I will have to have some backup thing. So CD is there. And this rascal, for half of the lifetime, he spends in CDs. Come on, give me one. And people go to him, they didn't come to me. And this rascal is printing CDs non-stop. In India, I haven't seen it. They don't have computer at all. They haven't seen computer. Even then they won't see it. Why? No, maybe in future I'll buy. It will be useful. These are aggrandizement. And then discrimination comes. That I have CD, you don't have any CD. I'm much more important man. It's no basis at all. No basis. Please save yourself from these things. Suppose if there are pixels. And if there are no pixels, what are we going to lose? And if we have the photographs, that will not help you to stop your old age or death. There's more photographs I have. I'm not going to be old. please, just try to understand these basics. And somehow or the other, mold your life in a natural way. Otherwise, you're heading for head-on crash. One day, this all nonsense is going to stop. And somebody sees my computer, where did you get it? And he doesn't have money to eat. Khichdi is absent. Hey, where did you get it? His eyeballs completely move. Please. This is how we are just allured, for the temporary things or expensive things. And it increases so much. Now, digital camera is the best, this one says. Why? It saves the films. But every time you have the digital camera, you have to insert all the pictures in. You can't see anything there. Then it's full. 200 pixels in the camera is full. Hey, take the picture. No, camera is full. So all the occasion is gone. No photographs are there. If we have films, at least we can change the film and again it is ready. But no, we must have digital, pay more. And buy digital, you become digital. Then it has got to be transferred to the computer to store and then the camera will be empty. So what is the difference between changing the film and inserting in this? Better change the film and have direct copies. No, you have to insert in computer. And then computer has got to be connected to the printer. You have to go to the shop again. Again you drive there or you go by chakra or whatever. And the sun is so powerful that before you reach the photography shop, you will melt. But he'll run. Hey, where are you going? I'm going to the computer shop. Why? He said, I have to take out the prints. Then wire is missing. The computer shop doesn't have wire. Comes back again. Hey, whatever. No? He said, there is no wire here. So they must have connection. The fellow is operating the machine. The connections are absent. That is India. You go all the way, 5 miles to his shop, and become completely foolish person, come back again. Why? There is no apprentices. Oh, may Krishna helped us to survive without it. This is how. And then all these things then force us to discriminate. I have a digital camera, you don't have any. subtle discrimination is there. Or I am a devotee, you are not a devotee. Again discrimination. I have put on dhoti, you don't have any dhoti. You know, I have shaved, you are not shaved. All these are the subtle discriminatory elements. We should save from this. And why? Because all this consumes the vital energy of our existence. That vital energy could be very nicely utilized in understanding the Supreme and become completely simple and just run after Him. That's it. This is how the lessons stand, you know. And the same thing is to explain here also. Yes, finish, please.
Since their hearts are always filled with anxiety, it is understood that they have already been killed by Providence. Thus, Lord Shiva, as a self-realized Vaishnava, was advised not to kill Daksha. A Vaishnava is described as Paradukkadukki because although he is never distressed in any condition of life, he is distressed to see others in a distressed condition. Vaishnavas, therefore, should not try to kill by any action of the body or mind, but should try to revive the Krishna consciousness of others out of compassion for them. The Krishna consciousness movement has been started to deliver the envious persons of the world from the clutches of Maya. And even though devotees are sometimes put into trouble, they push on the Krishna consciousness movement in all tolerance. Lord Chaitanya advises, Trinadapi sunichena tarurapi sahishna amanina manadena kirtaniyaha sadaharihi. One can chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking himself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy names of the Lord constantly. The Vaishnava should follow the examples of such Vaishnavas as Haridas Thakura, Nityananda Prabhu, and also Lord Jesus Christ. There is no need to kill anyone who has already been killed, but it should be noted herewith that a Vaishnava should not tolerate the blaspheming of Vishnu or Vaishnavas, although he should tolerate personal insults to himself.
Jaya, it's all clear. Stop here now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Your question.
What is the, how did you get intimacy at the other side of the coin of discrimination?
These boys are moving with me. So if they don't get prasadam, I have to worry about it, isn't it? Whether you take prasadam or not, I don't worry. They're intimate. They are on me or with me. So I say, have you taken bath? Do you have nice sleep? I don't ask Atma Prasad, do you sleep nicely? I take it for granted he might have slept. And I don't worry whether he slept or not. This is discrimination, isn't it? Why? Because they are near me. So unknowingly, as soon as intimate relationship. There is one word, with aprasangataha is word there. That we should be equal to everybody without intimate relationship. That is Bhagavatam. And equal to everybody means there is bound to be some discrimination really. We can avoid till we have body. But body we have, so bodily relationships will be there. So we have to have some discrimination. But the basic our tendency should be that we should never harm the living entities. By duruktair, you know, by harsh speech or ignoring or whatever. This is how we really hurt the living entities, by ignoring them or by some harsh speech or something. We don't know. But because we behave on peace oppositions, that's why we do. One thing you remember, please, that yesterday he or she might have committed some abominable thing, but today he or she may not commit. So there is always chance to improve for all the living entities. So we should never have presuppositions. We always behave on a presupposition. That should be avoided. Every living entity has a spiritual spark, and part and parcel of Krishna. And it cleanses every moment of our existence. It cleanses. So it will not clean the living entity. So the thing we forget, that to be alive in this body is really a miracle. I don't know how you are alive, how we are alive, and when we will go away. It's a miracle here. So many of our brains have the veins which are much thinner than the hair. How long does it take to break it? And the whole brain will be covered with the blood. Why those the veins are intact? I don't understand. And everything is going to be destroyed anyway. So why the veins are not destroyed? So thin veins. And how the blood is pumped out of the heart and again collected the dirty blood and purified. And there is no smoke coming out of my mouth. Out of our factory, they pop up, pop up. They want smoke. Why the factory is going on? This so big for factory is going on and no reaction. This is a miracle. So we don't understand that yesterday we had a time with the same living entity, and today also fortunately we have the time for the same living entity. This we forget completely, and we take it for granted that this living entity is bound to come again and again to me. We don't know that tomorrow, we may not get tomorrow, and we may not see that living entity again. So we are seeing now, make the best of that time. Instead of duruktair or envious or harsh speech or whatever, we should avoid these things. These are pitfalls. And we do these things because we think that I am going to be alive and he is also going to be alive. So that's why he has come in front of me. Let him kick me today. Tomorrow I will see. So this is bad tendency. This is how we do, you know. So this discrimination and intimacy, they go hand in hand. And then again there is another thing, that you can only trouble the living entities who have no capacity to react. If one fellow comes in front of you and he reacts to you, next time you will be alright with him. Because he is reacting. He is more powerful. So these are all very fine points to avoid Bhagavatam tenets. So we should find out our weaknesses and try to correct us. That's why it is very nicely said in Bhagavatam that if you see any bad things, want to see, then you should see in yourself. Don't see it in others. What is yesterday we saw? The Daksha Sati was speaking to Daksha that you are demonic by nature, so small defect of others you magnify. Whereas sadhus, they magnify the small quality of others. If they see good in others, they magnify. So these are the few things which we can digest and we can try to improve our behavior. That's the only thing we can do. Otherwise, as it is, we are consumed by the modes, as the public is consumed. Then what is the difference? And that's why we don't improve. Our faces are not worth looking at. This, please, please. Try to digest Bhagavatam in this way. Think over it. Think. Fortunately, we have in this human species thinking power, which is completely absent in other species. So please make best of it. And we wish you all good. And I'm hearing myself also. So I'll also try to improve. So, Jai Bhagavata Shri Ki Jai. 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 Jai.